This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook are under the gun for their data collection, data sharing, data selling, and censorship. Or are they really? Is it just political theater? Well, they're definitely engaging in it. And some Americans are raising an issue. And Zuckerberg is on a balance beam right now. Does he want to be the arbiter of information and content on Facebook? Or does he want to say that they're neutral and they're not going to be the arbiter? And Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska asked Zuckerberg if he could define the type of hate speech he's trying to censor.
About a world where when you go from violent groups to hate speech in a hurry, in one of your responses to one of the opening questions, you may decide, or Facebook may decide, it needs to police a whole bunch of speech that I think America might be better off not having policed by one company that has a really big and powerful platform. Can you define hate speech?
Senator, I think that this is a really hard question, and I think it's one of the reasons why we struggle with it. There are certain definitions that we have around calling for violence or
let's just agree on that. If somebody's calling for violence, that shouldn't be there. I'm worried about the psychological categories around speech. You used language of safety and protection earlier. We see this happening on college campuses all across the country. It's dangerous. 40% of Americans under age 35 tell pollsters they think the First Amendment is dangerous because you might use your freedom to say something that hurts somebody else's feelings. Guess what? There are some really passionately held views about the abortion issue on this panel today. Can you imagine a world where you might decide that pro-lifers are prohibited from speaking about their abortion views on your content, on your platform?
I certainly would not want that to be the case.
But it might really be unsettling to people who've had an abortion to have an open debate about that, wouldn't it?
It might be, but I don't think that would fit any of the definitions of what we have. But I do generally agree with the point that you're making, which is, As we're able to technologically shift towards, especially having AI proactively.
Oh, we'll just have the AI.
I think that's
the AI will know what hate speech is. All right, bring that down. So here, there is dodging around that. But again, the philosophical question of how do you decide what's hate speech or not, while you're saying you're going to be the arbiter of it, but you don't even know what it means. It doesn't really make sense. Now let's go to Blumenthal, who gave Zuckerberg a pretty hard time yesterday.
We've seen the apology tours before. You have refused to acknowledge even an ethical obligation to have reported this violation of the FTC consent decree. And we have letters, we've had contacts with Facebook employees. And I'm going to submit a letter for the record from Sandy Parakilis, with your permission, that indicates.
All right, so bring it down. So there's Blumenthal calling out the apology tours we've gotten from Zuckerberg before. And so how does Mark Zuckerberg respond?
Facebook is an idealistic and optimistic company. For most of our existence, we focused on all of the good that connecting people can do. And as Facebook has grown, people everywhere have gotten a powerful new tool for staying connected to the people they love, for making their voices heard, and for building communities and businesses. But it's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. And that goes for fake news,
for harm,
foreign interference in elections, and hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility.
Is that why you censored Diamond and Silk?
And that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake.
Wait, was it the mistake to censor Diamond and Silk or the mistake that Diamond and Silk was on the platform to begin with?
I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here.
You're sorry, huh?
It's not enough to just connect people. We have to make sure that those connections are positive.
And it's not a positive connection. Bring them down. It's not a positive connection when you might have young people on Facebook watching Diamond and Silk's channel instead of CNN and not thinking the way you want them to think. So is Zuckerberg apologizing to Diamond and Silk, or apologizing that Diamond and Silk were even on there to begin with? They'll join us next.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, we did enjoy watching Diamond and Silk. In fact, they became very popular because their content was original, creative, funny, and informative. But Facebook didn't like that, and so they went ahead and censored Diamond and Silk. Now, there have been some developments about the censorship in the last 24 hours, but I wanted to get their take on this and see exactly what's going on from their perspective. So I'm now joined by the popular and getting more popular, I would imagine, Diamond and Silk. What is it like for you guys to now become the center of attention, not for your great content, but because Facebook is trying to censor it?
Well, you know, it's coming to the light.
That's right.
Not only us, but several other people are being censored. And it's coming to the light about how Facebook do business, about how Mark Zuckerberg has not paid any attention to what's going on his platform. And now, look, we get to see it. So it's coming to the light.
Well, it's amazing that you go through this. And I would imagine that for you ladies, you're actually more popular now. I would imagine that the censorship on Facebook has actually given you guys more attention. Your audience is probably actually growing, more people asking for interviews. So what has that been like? What is the response? Has the censorship hurt your brand, hurt your content, or actually helped it?
Well, with all of this here attention, we are getting a lot of interviews. Well, I just want to just make this here clear.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they deem our content and our brand unsafe to the community, that tarnished our brand.
Right.
That right there, it just put a stigma on us because the brand is Diamond and Silk.
That's right.
Two black women. You could say two black chicks that's down with politics, that loves our country, very
yes.
patriotic, love our president and his agenda. So that's what's tarnished and branded. Also, the censorship taken and making sure that they put algorithms in place on our page to thumb down our videos or keep it where our fans and followers won't be able to view our content or get notifications.
That's right.
You see, that's the censorship part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Discrimination,
yes.
a violation of our civil rights. I think this is wrong. This is terrible, and it has to be corrected.
And not only that, just to block us monetarily, you know, just to say that we couldn't even show the ad throughout our Facebook live shows, and just to just blatantly restrict and block that for no reason at all, you know, until we got, what, on the other day, that it was, we were unsafe to the community. You know, it's really a disgrace. It's a defamation of our character, because with Diamond and Silk, we're here to educate people
right.
and to let them know what's going on in our country. We hadn't, sold any drugs. We don't sell drugs. We're not drug dealers. We're not killers. We're not out there in the streets trying to wreak havoc on anybody or breaking and entering anyone's home or what have you. You know, we're just two human beings, black ladies who love our president, who love our democracy, who love this country.
Right.
And we want to see it move forward.
Well, I want to get into the current status of your channel right now on Facebook and everything you're dealing with. You already touched on it briefly there. But I want to go back to something you just talked about, how your brand is tarnished because of these attacks against you. You see, that's actually key because this is what they do. It's a demonization, dehumanization campaign where they say, okay, look, here are a couple ladies who are getting more popular. They're changing people's minds. And wow, they might be the new media. They might be a threat to us. So we have to dehumanize them, lie about them, and try to drag them through the mud so that they cannot get to the point that they're destined to be at. That's what it is. It's a dehumanization campaign against you so that people will be like you. They're like, oh no, I don't want to touch them. They're bad people. When it has nothing to do with what your actual content is, whether it's bad or good, it's your politics.
That's right.
You are absolutely right. I said it the other day. I said, you know, they tell us, especially us, people of color, minorities, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. So when you start pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, and then somebody take those straps and then hang you out to dry, then what are you supposed to do?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I think that this has got to be looked at. This is totally unfair to demonize us. You said the perfect word, to demonize us and make us look like that we are monsters and bad persons. That is unfair. That is unfortunate. And listen, Mark Zuckerberg is going to have to answer for that because he owns Facebook. That's his platform.
Yes.
He needs to know what's going on, but he's going to have to answer to that.
And another thing that I do realize, that's part of the Democrat playbook. This is a tactic that they use. They don't want you to get no bigger than what they want you to get. Mm-hmm. Because if you do, then they can't control you.
Right.
We do understand that. That's why Diamond and Silk, we have our own minds. We can think for ourselves. We see straight through the BS that's going on in the world, in Washington, D.C., through the deep stakes. We see everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the number one reasons why we voted for Donald J. Trump, for him to be president of the United States, because we knew through him he will drain the swamp, and he's doing just that. We appreciate that. All Americans appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What is your current status for your Facebook page? Have they reached out to you? Have you been in communication with Facebook? Yesterday, Zuckerberg ignored the topic of Diamond and Silk. Today, he actually addressed it. He said it was an enforcement error, if you can believe that. What is your current status with Facebook?
Well, you know, the algorithms are still on our page. Mm-hmm. You have people that's on our fans is telling us, listen, you're still not coming up in my news feed, or I still can't like your page. We're hearing some of that. What we want him to do is go back to before the election. Before my president won the election.
That's right.
Okay? These algorithms that they have on that page, take all of that stuff off of our page.
Dismantle it.
So that whenever we post any content, our fans and followers can receive that content.
That's
or
right.
We come up in their news feed, or they receive a notification that we posted something, just like a liberal, like if they had their own page
only
100,000.
That's right.
Another thing is, whenever we post a video, we want our fans and our followers to see that video.
That's right.
Okay? Because it's not fair that if you go on a liberal page with only 100,000 fans and followers, they get millions of views if they post a video, but then that don't happen to us anymore. And then we want him to go on all of these conservative pages, these algorithms away from their pages so that their fans and followers can see their information and their content too.
That's right.
Well, it sounds to me like you guys don't trust Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg to give you a fair platform there and to reach the amount of people that actually want to reach you or would be interested in your content. So what do you think needs to happen moving forward? I mean, I don't think Facebook is ever going to give you guys a fair shot. I think they'll continue to have algorithms and AI try to censor you and bring you down. I mean, what needs to happen with Facebook? Does Facebook need Zuckerberg to be pulled out? Do they need to be regulated by the government? Or is it time for people to just say, hey, Facebook is a biased platform. We need to create our own.
Okay, as conservatives, we should run.
That's right.
When you're right, then you fight. You challenge it. You come to the table.
That's right.
I'm not talking about fighting the streets. I'm not talking about burned down communities. Come to the table, and let's get this right. And we'll give Mark Zuckerberg the opportunity to get it right.
That's right.
But he got to make sure that it's fair and square. If you want to claim that Facebook is a private organization, we can't tell them what to do, but you open to the public.
That's right.
And when you're open to the public, you can't discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be one-sided. You have to be fair and balanced all the way across the board.
That's right.
So we're going to give him the opportunity to do that. I don't don't want to run for Facebook because I built my following right there.
That's right.
1.4 million followers. Right there on Facebook, one person at a time. So I'm going to stay right there, and I'm asking everybody go like and follow our page.
Yeah.
Facebook is going to get this
right. That's
right.
And if they don't.
Go ahead.
If he do not get it right, he will be the face without the book or the book without the pages. And we're going to continue to call him out.
That's right. That's right. So what he needs to do is go back and fix all of this.
That's right.
And what we can do, since Facebook uses the artificial intelligence to try to silence people like Diamond and Silk and keep their channel from reaching its full potential, we have to use our human intelligence and share it. Share Diamond and Silk videos. Share their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends to subscribe, because the artificial intelligence is trying to silence them. The only chance that we have is to use our human intelligence to actually get them to their full potential. So we've got one more segment with Diamond and Silk on the other side. Again, they get censored from Facebook. They're deemed unsafe for the community. Why are they unsafe for the community? Because Facebook is trying to social engineer a community to be brainwashed into liberal policies. And if you have Diamond and Silk on Facebook, that's unsafe to the community that they're trying to socially engineer. We'll be right back with Diamond and Silk. Don't go anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. He returns tomorrow as we launch our 34-hour live emergency broadcast. And this is, in one aspect, an emergency broadcast dealing with the attack on free speech, which Diamond and Silk are dealing with firsthand right now. They were deemed unsafe to the community on Facebook. Just ridiculous. I mean, they're unsafe to the community. Kathy Lee Griffin can depict herself decapitating Trump. That's cool. Snoop Dogg can depict himself shooting Trump in the head. No problem there. You know, they can threaten Trump with the security agencies and the intelligence agencies. That's all good. That's not unsafe to the community. Spreading false narratives about chemical attacks in Syria to lead us to World War III. That's not unsafe to the community. But Diamond and Silk, just having an opinion and existing, is unsafe to the Facebook community. And then Zuckerberg today says it was an enforcement error. So, guys, I'm just curious. What has Facebook officially said to you about why you're considered unsafe to the community? What reasons or quotes or videos or anything did they give to you to say, hey, look, you're unsafe to the community. We have to censor you. Did they give you anything?
They have not communicated with us. They haven't spoken to us by phone about the reasoning that our content and our brand is unsafe.
That's right.
Period. Even though they keep putting out this statement that they've reached out to us directly, that's a lie. They have not.
Even before doing this to our page, even before they did it in September 7, 2017, no warning, no nothing. We woke up one morning and our page was partially down. We didn't know what was going on. We chatted with somebody. About 8 hours later, our page came back up. And then after that, everything just went haywire.
Right.
Wait, so you're telling me that not only has Facebook censored you, but they've also lied about it?
That's right.
They keep saying that they've been in communication with Diamond and Silk. They have not been in communication with Diamond and
directly,
Silk.
Yeah.
Directly with Diamond and Silk. We haven't received an email or a phone call. We haven't talked to these people on the phone. We hadn't talked to Mark Zuckerberg. None of that. So that's not true.
See, right. To me, that tells me they don't care about you. Here you are, millions of audience members on Facebook, huge impact, get wrongly censored according to himself. He admits it. He said today it was an enforcement error. So he admits that's it right. Today. He says, we wrongly censored them. This is not right. They shouldn't have been deemed unsafe to the community. Yet they lied about reaching out to you. They haven't done anything to return you to your normal status. To me, that tells me that they don't care about you.
That's right. We're still getting complaints from people that can't even like our page, can't follow our page, can't comment on our page, can't find our page, or did not even see their page in their news feed.
Right. But you got other people on the left now that's got millions of followers like that, but they people can reach their pages.
That's
so
right.
Yes, remove these algorithms or all of this little bias, these little tactics off of our page so that our page will be back to where it used to be, where people can see and view our content.
That's right.
Do you believe Mark Zuckerberg when he says the censorship against you was an enforcement error?
No, I do not.
No. Keep in mind, we've been back and forth with Facebook for 6 months, 29 days, 5 hours, 40 minutes, and 43 seconds.
Right.
Back and forth. We have emails. We have chats. Well, we've been back and forth about these different issues that's been going on our page.
That's right.
We've gotten just pushed to the side, told this, told that. Well, we got to deal with the tech support team. We don't know. Well, there's been no restrictions on your page. We don't see anything wrong with your page. Mm-hmm. Check your settings. It's been like that back and forth almost 7 months.
Right.
Have you heard or had any outreach from the ACLU or the NAACP?
We're Trump supporters.
That's right. The ACLU, they would prefer to go and make sure the KKK have a voice instead of people like us.
So nothing from the civil rights attorneys at the ACLU?
No, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. See, this is the thing that we're talking about. Discrimination is wrong. I don't care where it's coming from.
That's right.
And what I find appalling is this is how the left do things. They take in everything. If you are conservative, you're racist. If you are that, you're discriminating. If you're a Republican, you're discriminating. This is what they do. But now, let's fit this here.
That's
now
right.
You have two black conservative women who are Republicans who support the president.
That's right.
But you have a white liberal who owns this platform discriminating. Right. Against two people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to see the hypocrisy is here. About, don't point the finger at conservative and Republicans. Let's look at what's happening here.
That's
because
right.
I'm sorry, I don't care what nobody say. We were discriminated against when you deem our brand, which is two women, when you deemed us unsafe to the community. You tarnished and you branded us and you painted us into something because you thought we was going to go somewhere and sit down.
And Mark Zuckerberg, he's obtained the American dream. Diamond and Silk, we are obtaining the American dream. But for someone to come and pull the rug from underneath you, tell you to bring yourself up, make this here happen, and then when you start making it happen, they try to kick you back down and put their foot on your neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what happened. And not just Facebook, even down to YouTube.
Yep.
Demonetizing our videos, saying that it's not suitable for all advertising, and then labeling it as hate speech.
Yep.
To me, you have an open and shut case of discrimination here. Facebook has not offered you even a whim of evidence of why they deemed you unsafe to the community. They prove that they don't care about you by saying it's an enforcement error, but yet not reaching out to you and then lying about it. And you're telling me still, with all of this going on, the NAACP has no interest in protecting your guys' rights.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But that's okay because we can fight for ourselves.
That's right.
When I'm right, I will fight. I will challenge it. You're going to have to explain some things to me. So Mark Zuckerberg, we're going to have to sit down. He's going to have to explain some things to us. He's going to have to explain why do he deem us two black women
that's
who
right.
support our president and love him.
Mm-hmm.
Why do he deem us unsafe
that's right.
to the community?
He's going to have to come to our table.
That's right.
Now, are you guys planning any litigation or legal action against this? Or are you just going to continue to fight it in the media?
I can't focus on what I'm going to do moving forward because I'm so stuck on us being deemed unsafe. That's taking somebody and you just demean them. You just
our brand that we built.
You're going to have to get that right.
That's right.
Mark Zuckerberg is going to have to get it right.
That's
and
right.
I hope after these hearings, he go back and he make everything, make this
he's
right.
He's going to have to. Because that
have to
label is around the world and it's even right here now.
In our community.
In our community.
Right.
Back here at our home.
Well, that's it. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, he's allowed to get the American dream, make billions of dollars, sell all your personal information. But Diamond and Silk, no, they are not allowed to have the American dream. We need to pull the rug out from under them and censor them. They're a threat to the community. And I'm a good white liberal, and I'm going to dehumanize them and say they're unsafe to the community. And you get nothing from the ACLU, nothing from the NAACP, nothing from Facebook. Ladies, thank you for joining me today. Final 30 seconds, parting words for our audience.
Listen, you all, if you are being censored and if you know you're right, then you're going to have to fight. And when we stand here and when we're here and we're even fighting for our cause, we're fighting for
you too.
If you are a conservative, the algorithms do need to be removed
that's
from
right.
your pages, and that's what we're also fighting for. So we're in this together.
And don't forget to go to diamondandsilk.com and visit our Chit Chat tour link. Go and see where we're going to be at. Check us out. We want to see your face in a place. We love you guys.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
All right, are you a Trump supporter? How would you like to have a free Trump flag? I mean, a nice, big, beautiful Trump flag, free. If you can get to this website, freetrumpstuff.com, in the next 30 minutes, that's right, freetrumpstuff.com, I'll give you a nice, big, beautiful free Trump flag. How's that for a deal, huh? freetrumpstuff.com. Go there, get your free flag, do it now. You better hurry, because they won't last long. Go to freetrumpstuff.com, get your free Trump flag, freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We just had Diamond and Silk with us. And, of course, they are the recent victims, along with everyone else that's a conservative on Facebook, to be censored, to be algorithmed out of their full potential by Facebook. And I've got the crew about to bring in a tweet from Brad Parscale here in a second. But yesterday you had, was it Blumenthal? I think it might have been Blumenthal. I don't remember who it was. One of the senators that was questioning Zuckerberg said, would you be okay with an opt-in program to the data mining marketing marketplace of Facebook? Would you rather do it an opt-in instead of an opt-out? So right now, basically, unless you go in like 27 layers deep into your Facebook settings to reject all of the information they're sharing about you, reject all the data they're gathering about you, unless you go into that, you know, 27 layers of settings, they're data mining you, they're getting all your information, they're selling everything they can. So one senator says, would you be open to an opt-in with all the data instead of an opt-out, of which Zuckerberg balked and pretty much scoffed and moved on to the next issue. Then you have Brad Parscale, who tweets out, if Facebook really cares about not looking like a censor, they should post all blocked and banned posts slash users in a special area that is viewable by a select group of diverse Americans. So this is actually brilliant. This is another brilliant idea that has been proposed to Facebook that, you know, they won't engage with because it's not about actually accomplishing fairness. It's about censoring conservatives. I mean, that's, so we know what the real agenda here is, but you can prove that by offering logical solutions to the problems that Facebook are having right now, and then you'll see they're not interested. But think about it like this. I actually love this idea from Brad Parscale. If Facebook created a separate section on Facebook that was strictly what they decided as hate speech, so take Diamond and Silk videos, videos from the Alex Jones channel, all the videos that they view as hate speech or fake news or what have you, that they're censoring and banning with their AI from their platform of Facebook and your news feeds and everything and your updates, notifications, everything. Everything they're banning and using AI to algorithm out of that platform, they put onto a separate sub-platform. Imagine Facebook hate speech. That's what essentially Brad Parscale is suggesting. I'm kind of taking it a few layers further. Think about this. So Facebook can show you what they deem as hate speech, what they're censoring, and then put it on a separate platform. And then do you know what would happen if that happened? The hate speech column of Facebook would become the number one page in Facebook history, dominating the actual platform. That's how that works. That shows you how people don't want the censorship. That shows you how people are racing to information that the establishment is trying to censor. So imagine if Facebook took everything they deemed as hate speech, everything they're censoring, everything they're algorithming out of their normal platform, and they put that on a Facebook hate speech platform, everyone would immediately go to the Facebook hate speech platform. How amazing is that? Just like if Facebook did the opt-in program instead of the opt-out program that you don't even know about, nobody would share their data with Facebook. If you had to opt in to sharing all of your data and information with Facebook, nobody would do it. That's why they're never going to do it. It's not about fairness. It's not about equality. It's not about an open platform. It's not about sharing ideas. It's not even about connecting people anymore. It's about building and socially engineering a culture that is brainwashed by liberalism and communism. And yes, the crew is pulling up. Yeah, Zuckerberg refers to his users as dumb effers. Of course they're dumb effers. Oh, man. But you know what? That's that. And I've got a ton of other news to get to here. So let me just grab a stack and just crank through it here real quick. Okay, how about this? You know, Eric Swalwell, I mean, this guy, you want to talk about an unhinged maniac on Twitter, you're going to talk about Eric Swalwell. This guy, first of all, what is with the weird pictures he's always using? You know what? I'm not even going to get into that. I'm not even going to get into little Eric Swalwell. But every day he tweets the most radical, asinine stuff, and you just have to say, Representative Swalwell, what the hell is wrong with you? Are you mentally deranged, sir? Do you have a problem? Is your IQ that of a goldfish? He tweets this out. Mr. President, if you fire Mueller or Rosenstein, who both should have been fired, never shouldn't even have a job, millions of us will see that as obstructing justice in broad daylight. And despite what you've done to our rule of law, it will come roaring back. Yeah. Trump's abusing the rule of law while Mueller is running totally rogue and lawless. In the streets, at the ballot box, and at the Capitol, we will unite against tyranny, where if Trump was a dictator or an authoritarian, Mueller and Rosenstein would have already been fired, if not in jail, including you, Swalwell. Little Swalwell. But as if it's not disturbing enough that you have some creeper like Eric Swalwell in Congress, then you go read the replies to his tweets, and you realize how dumb some people actually are. You know what? Don't even do it to people. You know what? Don't even do it. Pull it down, guys. I'm serious. Reading this stuff is so... I'm serious. Take it off the screen. Reading this stuff is honestly, like, it's soul-crushing. It destroys... It literally crushes your soul. You're like, oh my gosh, people are that stupid? Oh my gosh, people actually believe Eric Swalwell? That's sad. And so they do this thing where they bully Trump and they say, you're a Russian agent, you're a Russian agent. So that he goes into war with Russia, and then they bully Trump and say, oh, maybe he'll fire. You know, Mueller goes totally lawless, you know, it raises lawyers' places. And just trying to, they want Trump to fire Mueller so bad. That's it. They want Trump to fire Mueller. They're baiting Trump into firing Mueller so that they, that if he fires him, then they say obstruction of justice. Then they have, Chuck Schumer introduce the new bill that will protect Robert Mueller in case he is fired. Totally lawless, totally above the republic, totally out of any rule of democracy or anything, just above the law. And then they run the story. Robert Mueller's nuclear option. If Trump fires him, the special counsel should reveal everything he's discovered in the Russia investigation. He's discovered nothing, you jackass! See how dumb they are? That's what I'm saying. It's like a gut punch that people are that stupid. He should reveal everything he's discovered in the Russia investigation. You don't think he would have already done that? You're that dumb? You think he's withholding information? If they could, they would have had Trump removed last year. They've got nothing. Nothing. And that's why they run this story on NBC News. Stormy Daniels cooperating with feds probing Trump's attorney. What does Stormy Daniels have to do with Russia? If they had anything on Trump-Russia, they wouldn't be using Stormy Daniels. Oh, but then you realize how this whole story is a misnomer. Stormy Daniels cooperating with feds probing Trump's attorney. No, the feds are cooperating with Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels is the one running the show. Stormy Daniels is the one they're using to get Trump now. See, there is no Trump Russia, but there might be Trump Stormy, so let's use that. Even though it happened years before he was in office, it has nothing to do with anything, but it's all about bringing Trump down. That's what it's all about.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
They say liberalism is a mental disorder. Well, I'll give you the proof right now. Listen to your current state of consciousness and mind if you are a liberal. You say Trump is Hitler, yet you want to turn all the guns into the government that Trump Hitler runs. You say that police are racist killers, yet you want the police to be the only people that have firearms. Now, you say that Trump is unhinged, unfit for office, cannot handle this mentally, and you think he needs to launch a full-scale invasion of Syria and start World War III. You also believe that Trump is colluding with Russia and a Russian agent while he's starting World War III with Russia. Now, those four instances of doublespeak are 100% real, doublethink, 100% real. You have millions of liberal Americans that actually have those conflicting ideas set in stone in their head, and they still believe it to be rational. Now, if you don't call that mental illness, I don't know what is. If you don't call that 1984 doublethink, it doesn't exist. If you don't call that brainwashing, then you don't believe in brainwashing. And so that's what you have going on right now. We're in the final segment of the third hour of the Jones Show. I'm going to stick around in the fourth hour. And we're going to be hearing from Alex Jones later on in the fourth hour. Let me just crunch through some of these headlines. House Speaker Paul Ryan announces his retirement, says he's not going to be running for re-election. I'm never really a big fan of Paul Ryan. I think he's a cuck conservative, if you will. I mean, you know, give me the House, give me the Senate, we'll repeal Obamacare, can't do it. He was a never Trumper, then he is a Trumper, then he's not a Trumper, then he is a Trumper. Get him out. Bye-bye. Now, will we replace him with something better? That's another question. But he's announcing he's done. Maybe he has other ideas in mind, too, but he's not going to rerun for his House seat. Devin Nunes threatens to impeach DOJ's Rob Rosenstein and FBI's Chris Wray. Actually, you know what? Let's actually do... I think we have it. Yeah, let's actually go to that clip, guys. Actually, roll clip 13. This is Devin Nunes threatening to impeach Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray.
What are the chances you're going to hold them in contempt of Congress right now?
Well, I can just tell you that we're not going to just hold in contempt. We will have a plan to hold in contempt and to impeach.
To impeach Christopher Wray?
Absolutely.
Rod Rosenstein.
We're not messing around here. They're going to give these two.
They're
going to
say you're just Trump's lackey here. You're doing Trump's bidding. That's what the Democrats, they've been demonizing you from the beginning. I've been the subject of some demonization myself, so I know how it goes. But they're going to demonize you and say, oh, you're going to run over the White House, help Trump out every time he's in a jam.
Yeah, well, as I said before, whenever I see evidence of Russian collusion, I'll be the first person standing out there on the steps of the Capitol that I found.
And he did. He found it. It's Hillary Clinton.
Trump campaign.
I haven't Democrats.
Found it yet, but I found a whole lot of other stuff that always puts DOJ and FBI in a bad light, unfortunately.
Now, think about this. Now, again, if you've been following Devin Nunes for the last 3 years, he first on the scene with Trump. He was never a big Trump guy, even kind of fell into the whole Russian-Trump collusion thing, and that's the attitude he went into this investigation with. Now he's done the investigation. Now he has the intelligence. Now he has the evidence. He's seen it all. He knows it all. He knows it wasn't Trump. It was actually Hillary and the Democrats. He knows the abuses by the FISA court, by the DOJ, by the FBI under Obama, Obama colluding in that process to try to rig an election for Hillary Clinton, colluding with the Russians to fabricate opposition research that never happened. And he knows all this. He knows about the corruption. And so he's sitting there like, look, you don't understand. This is serious stuff. These people need to go to jail. And he knows all this, and he's sitting there, and every day you just wonder how much of this is preconceived, how much of this is political theater, and they're just waiting to drop the hammer that's been in their hand, raised up, ready to be dropped for months, if not years. And they're just waiting for the right moment, waiting for the opportunity to strike in that perfect moment. Because what we're dealing with the deep state, with the globalists, with the corruption, is so deep, so intense, that it almost takes a perfect strike to bring it down, if it's even possible. So, you just heard from Devin Nunes. Meanwhile, Trump says, get ready, Russia, the missiles are coming. So, Trump's going to strike Syria. So, the U.S. is going to strike Syria. Trump admitted it over Twitter. What kind of strike is this going to be? Is this going to be real? Is this going to be fake? Is it going to be theater? Is it going to be war? Is Trump having a back-channel communication with Putin, telling him that this is all theater, don't take it seriously? Or is he hoping Putin understands that? Or is this real and we're about to go into World War III? Russia responds, says they'll shoot down any U.S. missiles fired at Syria. So I guess that's going to happen. I mean, that's going to happen. Trump said it's going to happen. Russia said it's going to happen. So is that going to happen? And is it going to be real? Is it going to be world war? Or is it all political theater? And Trump says that the relationship with Russia is worse than it ever been. Credits Mueller with that. And of course, because Mueller and the Democrats boxed Trump in, we're going to bring you down saying you're colluding with Russia if you don't start World War III with Russia. And now here we are, millimeters away from a great war, according to Russian television, according to Russian diplomats, according to U.S. media, according to U.S. diplomats. It's all happening. It's all real. And you've got a lawless Mueller, lawless FBI, unelected, no constitutional bearings, raiding Trump's longtime attorney's offices and homes, Even the liberal attorney Alan Dershowitz says that it may not have been legal. You know, that's who Trump should hire. Trump should hire Dershowitz. How would you like that? Boy, that'd be a curveball, wouldn't it? You've got Zuckerberg talking about AI coming to Facebook. You've got AI being rolled out for law enforcement in China and India. You have Elon Musk warning that AI could create an immortal dictator from which we can never escape. And it's nice that we're rolling out AI as a communist liberal snowflake. So that's great. So we're basically raising an AI, grooming an AI to be a communist liberal snowflake. That'll be great. That'll be just fine. Dismantle whiteness mural installed at USC. So you can't have a sign that says it's okay to be white, but you can have a sign that says dismantle whiteness and misogyny on this campus, and you can have classes and courses and mandatory meetings that say white people have to be taken down and dismantle whiteness. So that's okay. Racism against white people, good. Racism against black people, bad. This is actually crazy. De Blasio aide busted with a gun in a car. Now, this story kind of got hidden in all the news. First of all, de Blasio already had one of his staffers, the next John Podesta, if you will, caught with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of images of child porn, okay? So you got that. You got de Blasio marching with terrorists in the Puerto Rican Day Parade, etc. Now you got another de Blasio aide busted with a gun in the car. But listen to this. It's in response to a shooting scene, and then they have a gun in a car with the serial number scratched off of it and an empty casing in the car and footage that shows the car she's in with muzzle flashes. And then she's with two guys that have knives and a history. Apparently there's drugs on the scene. Wow. Another example of de Blasio's horrible leadership somehow gets reelected. More than 100 dead geese plunge from sky in Idaho in bizarre incident. What is up with that? Just 100 geese just fall from the sky dead. Biblical, aliens. Street lamp radiation causing humanitarian crisis. Research shows Wi-Fi radiation of the 5G LED lamps that are in the streets are now causing a humanitarian crisis, leading to miscarriages, birth defects, etc., etc. But let's put all of that in our cell phones, and I'm sure it'll be just fine. Folks, we have supplements at InfoWarsStore.com to fight back against the toxic environment that's been created for us. Air filters like the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter that has $50 off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping on orders over $50. You've got the emergency food supplies. You've got water filters. You've got Survival Shield X2, which is the best way to fight against the fluoride in the water. So we're aware of the toxic environment, and we look for solutions to combat the toxic environment, and we sell them at InfoWarsStore.com, and then we use that profit to build our network, have more live broadcasts, do more live reports from the streets, do more events like we had Alex Jones at the D.C. National Press Club, and then do a 34-hour broadcast starting tomorrow. But it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, 4.6-star review. One of our most popular products, and it's on sale 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is how we support ourselves. This is how you can thumb your nose at the globalist and stick your finger in the eye of CNN. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Introducing some